Tonight on IFAF.
Idaho Falls and Fabric.
Nothing kills a bad product faster than marketing it.
Yes.
Than telling people about it.
Oh, I've heard lots of stories about things that happen in LDS church parking lots.
Parents who think they're being funny say things that have a lasting impression on these poor children.
I think bacon and bitches sounds kind of the same as it's muffled. Am I saying bacon or am I saying bitches?
Bacon or bitches.
IFAF, Idaho Falls Local, Independent, Alternative Media, with Mike Nelson and Carly Morgan.
Always fun to see the YouTube analytics and know that by now, by this point in the show, we've already lost 75% of our viewership.
Aw, that's a shame to hear, but you know what? For the ones who did stick around, you're the cool ones, so we don't give shit.
Yeah.
The other guys.
So thanks for being here. Welcome back, and good evening, ungovernables, outliers, and independent thinkers. Cool cats, sly dogs, hit that like button, comment, rate, subscribe, follow, whatever you feel like doing to let the algorithm know that you're into Idaho Falls infotainment, opinion, dad jokes, bad jokes. On tonight's episode, we get our first mosque.
People are doing what in LDS church parking lots?
Ain't going to church.
Mm-hmm.
New feature, Idaho caught on camera.
And we try a variety of Easter peeps.
Also, a pet microchip company has gone out of business. Is your pet at risk? Find out. Do I understand that we have the option of starting this show with a little energy burst?
Why, yes, we do.
A little artificial energy?
Yes, because I happened to find two of the hardest to find Red Bull flavors just the other day. Those being the grapefruit and blossom, which I'm really excited for, especially because it's a little warmer out. I feel like it's kind of almost springy.
Red Bull, knock on wood. Spring edition. And look at this.
Yes.
They really are Easter egg colors.
I know, right?
They're purple and pink.
I know. I almost wanted to get one of the blue ones, too, because then we'd have our IFAF colors.
Yeah.
Which would be cute. But I got that one, and I got wild berries, which I've said this before, and I'll say it again. I know that wild berry is a flavor. That's something that we've used. That's in the common lexicon. Wild berries is not. That's weird. It's weird that it's plural. Now, I think that it is technically more correct, which I respect, but also that's just not what people say.
Let's open these up.
Do you want to start with the purple one?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Or did you want to? I know usually you have a strategy, like whichever one you think you're going to end up with, you give me the other one.
Yeah, you know what,
or no, you give to me.
Let's try it this way. Let's see what happens.
Okay.
Especially because I've been more critical of the pink one. So.
And these are both sugar-free.
They are. I know. I'm that good.
You know me so well.
You want to know something funny, though? Mm. So you know how we had that Huckleberry Dr. Pepper and the orange cream Coca-Cola?
Blackberry Dr. Pepper, I believe.
Same thing. Yeah. Yeah. But anyway, so I had a couple of those in my fridge. My brother came over today, and I was like, hey, you want a couple of sodas? And he's like, yeah, I want to try those. Handed them to him, and he's like, oh, they're sugar-free? Well, you know you can spell shit a lot easier with four letters. And I was like, well, okay, then never mind. Or it was something like that, but it was kind of funny. But yeah, he won't do sugar-free.
What's up, Tyson?
Yeah.
What's your deal, yo?
I kind of get it, especially if you can taste the aspartame.
Sure.
You know,
some people do have an aversion. Like I can taste, is it stevia?
Yeah.
I think that I can taste.
I think so. Anyway.
Down the hatch.
Cheers. Mmm.
Again, I'm trying
to. Ooh, that's nice.
Grapefruit. Whoa. And blossom?
Yes.
That's the purple. And what's the pink again?
Wild berries. Okay. And it kind of reminds me of like a gusher, specifically the red one. You know, like almost like if you melted gushers in a vat of Capri Sun.
But a lot of people saying, oh, is this spring? I mean, what was it yesterday? 50?
Mm-hmm.
And looking ahead, it's going to dip into the high 30s this week, back up to the 40s this week. And oh, my sweet summer child, let's bring up the meme. There are actually 11 seasons. We just had winter. This is fool's spring.
Oh, it's that one part. You know what? This is when the seasonal depression gets a little bit of a break and you start to feel a little bit better, only for it to send you crashing and spiraling down in like a week.
Well, that's positive.
Yeah.
Also accurate.
Yeah, I think so.
Then there's second winter, spring of deception, third winter, mud season, actual spring, summer, false fall, second summer, actual fall. You get it if you've lived here long enough.
Right, right.
And well, I wonder if this is like in every state.
And can I just say too, real spring here lasts for like a week, then it's summer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I've seen it go for just a couple of years ago. Was it, what was the, okay, this is 2025. First year we did this show was 23.
Yes.
I believe that year we went from snow on the ground and buds on the trees, or maybe it was 22. But there was literally snow still melting on lawns as the trees were budding. It was bizarre.
Yeah, it was kind of weird.
Doesn't happen every year.
Sure. But yeah, just the other day, though, I was able to take Ringo out for a little walkie without even putting on a jacket, and I barely froze. It was nice. And it was like at night, too. It was late.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah.
When there's no wind and a little bit of sun and it's only 40, it does feel warm. It's perfect sweater weather.
Yeah, all you need is a little cardigan.
Quick call back to if you haven't watched Saturday Night Live for their 50th anniversary, they did have their 50th anniversary episode where they brought back, I believe, everybody who was still alive.
Oh, wow.
I can't.
That's pretty impressive.
Was maybe Chevy Chase wasn't there.
Okay.
But everybody else
that
sure was.
Below him.
Well, and I think, I mean, isn't he famously the SNL asshole?
Yeah, I have heard that before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
it's that chin.
They really brought it for their 50th. All the clips are on YouTube. I don't know why you'd get Paramount Plus just for that.
Yeah, if you can just watch it on YouTube, why not?
But maybe you'd get it for the third season of Yellow Jackets.
Yes. That's been pretty great.
Did we finish that yet?
No, we actually have a new episode
we haven't had
a chance to watch yet.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then this Sunday, so we've been watching Righteous Gemstones.
Yes.
This Sunday.
While we wait for the other Yellow Jackets episodes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And this Sunday, season 4 of Righteous Gemstones premieres. So if you hear us say, praise the Lord, a little bit more, and use the word blessings a little bit more this episode, praise the Lord.
I mean, we
can I get an amen?
We spent like all of last evening talking with a southern drawl. Not even really on purpose. I think it all started when in the middle of an episode we decided to go to the kitchen to get a snack, and then I was like, I'm gonna make some tea. And then it just kind of stayed that way the rest of the night.
Well, and I've warned you that if I come out of a 007 movie, I start mumbling in British.
Yeah.
Where's the loo?
Yeah. I definitely have found that I'm very susceptible to that kind of thing, too. And it's something that I actively have to fight against. Yeah.
Only I'm just bad at accents, and so they all eventually turn Jamaican.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I would think that they'd go Southern before they go Jamaican, but
they're
all right.
They're after me lucky charms, man. It always ends that way.
Yeah, that's about right.
Maybe Southern would be after that.
Yeah, there we go. There we go.
Even though when I talk to my very far East Coast friends, they say, you know, are you from the South? Because they confuse the Western drawl with the Southern drawl.
Which is, they're very similar, but just a little different.
You can tell the difference if you watch Righteous Gemstones.
You know, I've had people ask me if I'm from the South before, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's just the draw.
Well, I think it's also because I like to say y'all.
Yeah?
Yeah, just because it's so convenient. I used to hate it, and I started saying it ironically.
Y'all is efficient.
But yeah. Yeah, exactly. It's efficient, and it's sort of a fun little contraction. You know, it's because it's not just, like, instead of the end of the word being what is tacked on to the front of the first
word. You tack
word.
On something
Yeah, you
before.
Tack on the beginning of the first word to the last word.
My favorite contraction.
That was hard to explain.
The most efficient one I can think of is I'ma.
I'ma, yep.
Instead of I am going to.
Yep.
I'm going to hit the bathroom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's very convenient. It's very efficient.
It is. I like efficiency in speech.
I don't know. Sometimes I don't. Like, Ima doesn't sound good.
Yeah, you I know? Like it.
I like y'all.
I'm going to keep using it.
I like that y'all sort of just falls right off your tongue, you know?
I'm going to keep using it. And y'all. And all y'all can or not.
Yeah. I mean, I still use Ima sometimes, but it sounds so insincere to me. Like, coming out of my mouth,
because
sounds
you're white.
Stupid. Yeah, well, because
you're a white Ohioan.
Well, I'm like white, and I'm like super soft, and like, yeah.
No, I get it.
I'm such a big baby.
I think I mentioned a few episodes ago, we've gotten to the point where the comments are just coming in so fast and furious now that I haven't been tracking them. I haven't been writing them down. Mm-hmm. I know there's a few that I should have brought to the table tonight.
Sure.
And didn't. Oh, but can I just give you the AI summary?
Yeah, go for it.
Speaking of which, where the hell is the AI summary on Facebook comments now?
Oh, I mean, I think it just depends on how many comments there are.
Well, there's a couple of posts that we're going to talk about later in the show
uh-huh.
that had 300-400 comments.
And no summary?
And I was looking for the, you know, people are saying that this is a mixed response of.
Huh.
Or whatever.
Interesting.
And they've just sort of disappeared. I wonder if they've put them on the back burner for a minute while they figure some shit out.
I will say I kind of loved that because there have been so many times when I've like scrolled through the comments to get like a little representative sample just to see what's going on.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's nice that I don't have to.
I can tell you a couple things. Dane Dingman made a good enough joke where I thought he should write for our show. So mad props to you.
I mean, he's a funny dude.
Dane says, we'll see you with the fur ball, I imagine.
Oh, yeah.
Since he's married to the executive director of the Snake River Animal Shelter.
Right, right. I think that'd be a good reason to go.
Yeah. Oh, honey, do I have to? Who was he Barf last year?
Yes, he was Barf last year.
From Spaceballs?
That's the other thing I was going to say is I don't think that he'd ever say, oh, honey, do I have to? Because he looked like he was having a blast last year. And I'm sure he has fun every time.
I was being... Facetious. Oh, I forgot to tell you, More Muff, More Buff is back.
Oh, finally. I've missed him.
What's up, buddy?
He's doing good.
Yeah, he made another, it's been a while. Great to see that you guys are still at it.
Nice.
It's hard to catch up with your show mm-hmm. when I'm running from the police.
Right, right.
Because that's our joke. Plan. That's our working theory is
yeah.
he's either in prison or running from the law.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he's just
get
so
VPN, man.
Sporadic.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then just a massive thank you for, you know, we start every show with, hey, contribute to our algorithm somehow, pretty please, because we're still so small and tiny. But we hit 500,000 views on an Instagram video.
Yeah, it was pretty insane. It's our SpongeBob swearing one where we explain that the dolphin sound in SpongeBob is actually a sped up kookaburra.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I said kookaburra and people from Australia are giving me shit.
Well deserved shit.
One lady who, I assume lady, queer bandit on Instagram, she said, God, let her get a word in edgewise.
Oh, wow.
So she's an AI bot who doesn't understand either A, dynamic conversation, or B, crosstalk.
Yeah,
because we do that a lot.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and also, there are lots of parts of the show where I'm much more word heavy than you are. So it just depends on when you're tuning in.
Well, and I know there's sometimes I'm struggling with my words, and you are able to see where I'm going, word it much more succinctly.
I try.
Than I was about to. I thank you profusely. We move on.
Yeah.
It's just how conversation flows. But when you only see a 30-second clip of a show, that's...
Right.
But yeah, let's talk stats. 725 subscribers on YouTube. Remember when we were begging you? And thank you.
I was excited.
To let us hit 500?
Yeah, I was excited when we hit 100.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact that we're now seven times that is pretty cool.
Yeah, just hit 3,000 followers on Facebook, so... This purple Red Bull, the grapefruit and blossom,
mm-hmm.
I've been trying to place it. I just got it. It tastes like a Monster.
Mm.
It tastes like a Monster energy drink.
I could see that.
They both have a little bit of the sweet fabric softener finish.
I just felt the caffeine hit my brain and it feels really nice.
I haven't had that happen yet.
Oh yeah, I just got the little tingly like right around the eyes.
I'm willing to sacrifice the rest of my night just to have a little energy for this show.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I know this means I'll be up till 3 a.m.
That's all right. We can sleep in a little tomorrow.
Like my mother always. I can't have coffee afternoon. Oh, speaking of parents, I have some bad news, and I'll just say it. My dad died. Yeah. This is my stepdad, dad who raised me, lived in Idaho Falls. He passed away last week. And he will be sorely missed. I will say a few positive things here. One, I just recently started talking to him again in the last year. And heavily, for whatever reason, I think we've said this on the show before, when something occurs to you, call that guy. Call that guy.
Yeah.
We had some great conversations just in the last 3 months. I think I had an inkling... last week when I said, hey, put him on your prayer chain.
Yeah.
That was going to happen. His prostate cancer came back. Mm-hmm. So he was already immunocompromised. And then he got the flu.
Right.
And that's what did it. He was really lucky in that he didn't get to choose his hour or minute of death, but he was lucky in that he got to die at home, surrounded by people who he loved and who loved him. Mm-hmm. Friends, family. I saw so many people visiting as I was coming and going several times in those last few days. Mm-hmm. Anyway, you will be missed. See you on the other side and all of that. I almost forgot because, you know, you kind of compartmentalize those things.
Right.
This isn't mourn dad time. This is show time.
Yeah.
But I'm glad I got to tell you, watching, listening, that happened. And you know what they say after somebody dies. Hug your loved ones. Mm-hmm. Hold them tight. Appreciate them while you got them.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Moving on. A follow-up, District 91 students raised nearly 50,000 cans for the annual Super Bowl.
Oh, wow.
Remember that fundraiser?
Yeah, I do.
Super, of course, spelled S-O-U-P-E-R, mm-hmm. because I think even charitable organizations would get sued.
Right. Yeah, which is a little dumb, but whatever.
If they put those two words together.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of gutted that we forgot to play the What We Do in the Shadows TV series clip of Nandor De Laurentiis talking about the superb owl party that they would be going to.
Yeah, that's such a good one. Yeah.
Missed that boat this time. And I will Maybe say, next year. We'll get them next year.
Yeah. Well, and the Super Bowl felt a little lackluster anyway. Like, I just...
Yeah.
Not that I ever really care. But this one I just particularly did not give two shits about.
Well, it was either going to be boring because the Chiefs were going to score a win for the third year in a row.
Right.
And that's boring. Mm-hmm. Or it was going to be exciting because the Patriots, right? No. Who played the Chiefs?
The Eagles.
The Eagles, thank you. it was going to be exciting because they were, you know, going to win. But instead they won by... You know,
this
ridiculously
so much.
Large margin.
Yeah.
So it was,
Oh, well.
It is what it is.
Maybe the Chiefs partied a little too hard the night before because they felt so assured.
Maybe.
You know, and then they were all hungover.
Although, you know, here we are more than a month later still talking about it.
So. I guess that's true. Still.
More than a month? 1 month? Exactly a month? Okay. Anyway, way to go, District 91.
By the way, did I tell you I got recognized at the Dollar Tree the other day?
Again?
Yeah. Now, okay.
I mean, you've never been recognized at a Dollar Tree before.
But recognized in public in general about the podcast, yeah.
And we've lost track. We were keeping track a year ago.
Yeah, a little bit. But it was kind of funny because, you know, it usually happens at like bigger events and stuff. And I haven't had it happen just like in a random place lately. But I was just shopping around for some craft supplies and stuff. And this gal... She came up to me and she's like, do you have a podcast? And I was like, yeah, I do. And she's like, okay, I thought that was
you. As a matter of fact.
Yeah, her name was Hunter, which I thought was really neat because I've never met a girl named Hunter. And she said something along the lines of like, oh yeah, I didn't realize that there was like a podcast about Idaho Falls.
And that kind of cracks me up because we're doing one.
Right.
And according to the AI summary, when you type in what is the Idaho Falls podcasts, it shows you us. Mm-hmm. But really, who the hell are we?
Yeah.
We're two people who started a podcast about Idaho Falls. Mm-hmm. And then, 18 months later, there's Idaho Falls has a podcast?
Yes, exactly.
That's kind of funny.
It's kind of funny.
How we just sort of yoinked something and well, now it's ours to yeet.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if you yoink it, I suppose you can indeed yeet it.
Yes. The Lord yoinketh and he yeeteth away. And we're so grateful that we've been yoinked.
We have been watching too much Righteous Gemstones.
Praise the Lord. Amen. I had a friend. It's so weird when you go from the dude who doesn't know shit mm-hmm. to the dude who knows some.
Yeah.
Highly
specific set of shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I went through that in my radio career. I went from the dude that the first program director tried to always rein in and reel in to the guy who was doing that to other guys. Mm-hmm. And it's, you come full circle.
Yeah. It's a weird side to be on, I bet.
Somebody asked me, hey, when do I, I'm thinking about doing a podcast. When do I start promoting it? Mm-hmm. And I had to think about it because first I'm not used to giving advice. Like, what the hell do I know?
Right.
Other than, I mean, I can share
a lot
our experience, but
yeah,
I said, after you do a few episodes,
I agree.
You know, I know that we, to a fault, we did 10 episodes that we ended up scrapping before we actually started.
Well, and you wanted to do even more that you were planning to scrap. And I finally had to be like, no, Mike,
I wanted
if we're going to do it, we need to do it.
I wanted it to be perfect. But then, you know, I don't know. I saw a meme or something. If you wait for something to be perfect, you'll never do it.
Yeah, derp. Yeah.
And but I will say there are a lot of people who... You know, I'm a big fan of don't tell people what you're working on. Show them.
Yes. Yeah.
And there are some people who just, as my first program director said, Mikey, keep it in your pants. meaning.
Got to be careful with that in the workplace.
Right. Right. Thank God we're not in the workplace right now.
Right. Right.
We're on our show, damn it. And I get a chance to explain that analogy. But basically, you know, and I actually repeated that to a couple of jocks on the other end of my career. But basically, you know, you don't have to say everything that comes to mind.
Right.
Don't show me a fetus. I want to kiss a fully formed baby.
Yeah.
That's, you know, that's on the forehead.
Especially because fetuses are scary as hell looking.
Yeah. Have you seen the ultrasounds?
Yeah, they're wacky. Yeah. Anyway, go ahead.
And I think that there are some people who see or maybe perceive us. This is going to sound weird. But I know we got several people coming up to us at the Museum of Idaho AI exhibit grand opening gala. And I think that some people see that and go, oh, that's what I want.
Right, right.
But I saw a meme the other day that said celebrity, and this I'm really loosely associating that word with us.
Yeah.
but you started by saying somebody recognized you in public.
Sure.
Celebrity.
Air quotes, big time.
What 0.00001% of that we have.
I think we're like to the point where we're past Z and all the way to like double Z.
Yeah. As a result of this shitty, silly little farce that we do weekly. But celebrity is enjoyed in public, but built in private. And how many Friday and Saturday nights in a row have we given up to sit here and do this?
Right. Or parties that we've left early to come back and do this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And sitting in the editing bay and editing TikToks. And my God, it's endless.
It's a lot. It's a lot.
I've had to relegate it to just 2 days. Because if I stretch it out throughout the week, it's always weighing on my mind and weighing heavily on me. Screw that, man.
It's a lot.
Anyway, so I just think it's funny when somebody says they have a secret. Or they will say, I've got a big announcement, guys.
Right.
And then it's something like, I'm thinking about considering taking seriously the idea of doing a thing.
Even saying, I'm starting a thing.
Yeah.
You know, okay, but have you started it? Is it going? Like, what do you mean you're starting it? Are you starting it tomorrow? Are you starting it next year? When is it launching?
Well, and I think the other reason, just practically speaking, why you want to don't tell them what you're working on. Show them when it's done is they don't have the you see the vision. You can see it clearly in your mind and in your head. And the only person that's going to pat you on the head for having an idea is your mom.
Maybe your dad, if he's really supportive.
Maybe your dad.
Yeah.
If he's still alive.
Yeah.
Oh. Hey, wait a minute.
Now I get to make
dad jokes.
Oh, geez, Louise. I mean,
you know, I love you, dad.
I will say, if you have to go through something horrible like this, the fact that you at least get to joke about it and people can't judge you is kind of nice.
Well, there's white privilege.
Yeah.
And then there's dead parent privilege.
I think that's fair.
Man, I'm just racking them up.
But yeah, you know, the other thing that I'll say about promoting
I'd rather have parents that were alive, for the record.
Right, of course. The other thing I'll say about talking about a project that you are starting before you do it is that, A, you can't manage expectations before you've actually done it, which terrifies me because there are so many times when I've started a project and I've been so excited about it and I'm like envisioning how great it's going to turn out. And then like the first one is shit. Okay. Like I've recently started sewing again just for fun.
Oh,
yeah.
Carly made this dress.
I did. And I'm very proud of it.
Would you like to give it a twirl or I don't know how you model a dress. You're the model.
Why don't we, after the show, I'll let you take a little video of me doing a twirl.
Okay.
And we can insert it here.
Insert the twirl here.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. And I will say I used Joanne's fabrics for this, kind of an homage since they are going away.
So sad they're going out of business.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm going to come back to that in just a second. But before I do, I'm going to finish my previous thought, which is, when I did my first dress, it turned out decent, but not great. The sleeves were not necessarily the best that I've, you know, ever seen. They were fine, but they definitely looked a little tacked on. And that was something I was a little ashamed of. I think this is my third one that I've done now.
I think that's your third.
Yeah, because I also made the pink one a few episodes ago.
Mm-hmm.
But my second and third ones were much better, and I'm much prouder of those. So there's that. And also, imagine that you, like, tell everyone about this thing you're working on. You hype them up. You're so excited to share it. You know, you get 50 people watching like your first showing of whatever it is, whatever the project is. And it's just shitty.
And it's shitty. Yeah.
Then that's so embarrassing.
What have we said on the show before? Nothing kills a bad product faster than marketing it.
Yes.
Than telling people about it. Hey, try this thing that sucks.
Uh-huh.
That sucks.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
so,
not saying your podcast that you're thinking about doing, that you've got a big secret or a big announcement coming out about,
right,
is going to suck. Not saying that.
No. But to tie it all in to your friend who asked when to start promoting it, my piece of advice would be start promoting it once you've released an episode that you are incredibly proud of.
Yeah, there you go.
And not at all before then.
Or have a partner who convinces you to do it. Beforehand.
Well, no, that's the thing. We weren't promoting it, really. You know, we got everything out. I think that we didn't even start really promoting until, like, what, 5 episodes in?
A few.
Yeah.
Because I remember using that quote saying, well, Carl, we're going to see what happens.
Right.
Because we just dropped $50 on some Facebook ads.
Exactly.
Or whatever.
Exactly. And it was after we'd done an episode that we were pretty proud of.
All right. I feel like this has been way too meta.
Yeah. Right.
But I think we probably will do things like this from time to time where we talk about what we do instead of just doing it.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's kind of fun that way.
Yeah,
it's a little behind-the-scenes sneak peek. You know, that's one thing about streaming that I really miss. You don't get any of the bonus features.
You know? I don't know if that was a bonus feature, but...
But, like, you
there's
know,
some
the little,
inside
like,
bullshit for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, the little behind-the-scenes stuff. I really liked it back when DVDs had the games on them.
Yeah.
Like, I remember Shrek had a particularly good one.
Huh.
I don't remember how it went at all.
Or the sing-alongs with the bouncy balls.
Oh, the sing-along. Yeah, the sing-alongs were fun. But yeah, I remember that the Shrek DVDs both had, like, I think the first DVD and the second both had games on them that were really fun. I'd like to see that return. Like, I wish that they'd have, like, a little extras in your... Because I know there's an extras tab in streaming. But yeah, I want to have, like, a little, like, click game.
Netflix has games, too, so I think logistically it will be possible.
Right, right. That's true. Yeah. So I'd like to see that happen again. That'd be fun.
By the way, we're so old now. This podcast is so old. We've got a malfunctioning neon sign in the background here. We'll see if we can get that fixed after the break.
Yeah.
Looking for a new restaurant for dinner? Feed the whole family at Red's Grill. Red's Grill is a delicious and affordable dinner hotspot.
Enjoy over 20 different gourmet burgers with tasty fries, fresh salads, sandwiches, and more. Like the Viking Burger, super stacked so high they have to spear it with a steak knife.
Feed the whole family affordably at Red's Grill inside the Shiloh Inn, Idaho Falls. Mention IFAF to get 20% off your entire meal. Alcohol not included, you party animal.
Do you love Idaho Falls as much as we do? Show it with a unique homegrown hometown tee from Teton T-shirts.
Including these cool vintage versions of the Civic Auditorium, the West Bank, and the Water Tower. Our famous potato sack design and the classic iHeart IFT. Check out Teton T-shirts. These exclusive designs are not available in gift shops.
So head to TetonT-shirts.com, link in post. Created in Idaho Falls for Idaho Falls.
We're dedicated to having fun here on IFAF, just like we're dedicated to serving you when it's time to sell your home. Mike helps Idaho, and when it's time to make your move, we can help you too.
We know Idaho Falls, and we know the current real estate market. We'll guide you through the process with ease and confidence. And we're backed and brokered by Keller Williams Realty East Idaho.
Looking to sell your home in 2025? Make your move with Mike Helps Idaho. Link in post.
Ladies, go thrifting for spring at Elsie's Closet Upscale Resale, Idaho Falls' only thrift store just for women.
Right now, save on blouses, sweaters, dresses, boots, and jewelry, knit cardigans, layering pieces, and bags, and now featuring Bumble and Bleat Soapery.
Elsie's Closet. Find trendy, sustainable fashion that's budget-friendly. Look for the pink sign downtown on A Street. It's not just a stop at the thrift, it's a whole vibe.
Who would you rather rely on for your Idaho Falls fiber internet service? An out-of-state company or the best local choice, QuickNet?
Right now, get QuickNet's Crazy Fast 250 service for $37 a month or their Crazy Fast Gig service for $49 a month.
Unlimited data, no setup fee, no term contract, net neutrality, and hometown-friendly support. For Idaho Falls fiber, choose QuickNet. New customers, use code IFAF to save 15% on your first 3 months.
Do you want locally raised beef to feed your family through the winter? Right now, Virgin River Land and Cattle Company is offering 25-pound butcher boxes with steaks, roasts, and ground beef.
You can have your very own farm-to-table experience. Find Virgin River Land and Cattle Company on Facebook. New customers use promo code IFAF to save 15% on your first purchase.
Proud to donate $500 to the Snake River Animal Shelter for every Spud Kings home game hat trick.
I'll take jingles we paid thousands of dollars for just moments before we discovered AI music.
Idaho Falls, IFAF.
That is awfully good, though.
It sure is. We love them.
AI couldn't do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, now that it's been a minute, I want you to have one more swiggity of this.
Okay.
And tell me what you think.
Swiggity swooty.
Yeah.
I'm coming for that inner Judy.
Different, right?
Different. Yes. Yeah. You're right. I don't think you can judge. That's a good sort of rule moving forward.
Right, right.
I don't think you can judge any flavor after having just had something grapefruity.
Yeah. You kind of have to have a palate cleanser. Like when you go to the perfume department and you got to smell the coffee beans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I understand now why you say this has got that tang.
Yes, it's got some tang. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyway, speaking of Joann's fabric.
Uh-huh.
So originally we had seen that our Joann's was going to be one of the very few that was going to stay open. And then that all changed, and it's been so sad.
Big Lots is closed, too, by the way.
Yeah, what a bummer. I got some of my best furniture from Big Lots.
Does anybody know about the Cabela's? We've heard the rumors.
Oh, I haven't heard anything yet.
Haven't substantiated those?
Oh, bummer. But anyway, Joann's is officially going out, which is super sad because we only have one other place to get fabric in town. It's actually a local shop that I'm really excited about. For a couple of reasons, but it's Daydreams Quilt and Sew. It's over in Snake River Landing.
Okay.
So it is all the way on the other side of town, which does stink a little if you live near Joann's.
Well, and I want to say the only other place in town to get fabric that isn't Walmart, where you're standing around hitting that button for service for 15 minutes.
Yeah. Well, and I will say,
Please come to the fabric department.
I actually went to Joann's the other day, relatively early in the day when most people you'd think would be at work, right?
Uh-huh.
And it was still busy even then. It wasn't as busy as it had been a few days ago when I'd gone there, but it was still busy enough and uncomfortable enough with all the people that I was finally like, whatever, the things I need are generic enough. I'm just going to go to Walmart. So I went there and their selection is just shit. They don't have anything really good. They've got like a couple of really basic things and it's like an aisle and a half.
Walmart?
Which is nothing for fabric.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, think about how big Joann's
by comparison, I know.
Was.
Yeah. Yeah. But because I haven't wanted to stand in the line that stretched all the way to the back of the store, I haven't bothered to go in and buy a couple of pieces of fabric that I really want. So I've kind of been looking online for it instead, and it's so much harder. But since I did go to that Daydreams Quilt and Sew, I actually talked to the owner while I was there. Now, the thing is that they do tend to cater toward quilters, so they tend to have just, like, cotton fabrics that don't have a lot of stretch to them and stuff. You know, fabric that would be good for quilting with.
Yeah.
Rather than dressmaking, which is what I like to do. But I asked her, hey, with Joann's going out, do you think that you're going to get some different kinds of fabric in here? And she basically said that it depends on how economically viable that will be. just because, you know, as a small business, they're not always doing super great and don't always have a ton of money to invest into different types of fabric.
So people who don't want to wait in line for Joann's. Can't go there anymore.
Mm-hmm. Which will be pretty soon. Plus, a lot of things have been selling out pretty darn quick.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even though they haven't even started their closing sales yet.
So that's an alternative to Joann's when it does happen.
Right. And hopefully, if we boost up our local stores enough, they will provide what we need.
So Daydreams, Quilt and Sew, and Snake River Landing, you are IFAF this week. Chris Pie 5, 21 Finger Gun Salute, and Chef's Kiss.
To you for not abandoning us like Joann's.
We hope that lots of people now come to you for fabric and boost your business.
Yeah, we want to see you get even more inventory and be able to help all of us.
Texture is so hard to determine on the internet.
The worst.
You can't tell if it's leather or pleather.
Yeah.
Or silk or polyester.
Right, right. And not only that, even if you know what it's made out of, it doesn't mean that you'll know how it feels. Yeah, or how thick it is. Yeah, I don't want to have to shop for fabric online. I really hope they get some stuff in there.
So now that we have all the good Mormon mommies listening, there's no place in the show to throw this in, so we're just going to do it. This is graffiti on a train in front of the Budweiser plant.
That is a hard left turn, isn't it?
Sure is. That's the shocker hand signal going into a fleshlight. Pretty anatomically correct one.
Yeah.
Although I understand that's what fleshlights are.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, there's that then.
You know,
I have the habit of, you know, we build this audience and then I just blow it up.
Right. A little bit.
Sorry.
You know, and I will say.
But you need to know what kind of show this is.
Yeah. I always like to look at the train graffiti. I think it's really fun. I feel like this one's probably going to get covered up pretty quick because of how graphic it is.
Yeah.
And I guess.
If not here. Than when the train goes to Rexburg.
Right, right. Well, and I guess I'll say to all of the hoodlums and vandals that are, you know, defacing these trains, keep it PG for the kids as if you care, because, you know.
No one in Stockton, California gives a shit.
Sure.
About an offended audience in Idaho Falls, Idaho.
Well, okay. It's not necessarily about giving a shit about the offended audience. It's more about, if you want your shit to last, do something that won't get covered up.
Right.
Yeah.
And I guess we do have a little bit of a graffiti problem in Idaho Falls.
Right. I've seen a few.
Uh-huh. So let's do another 180. How about some religion news?
Oh, interesting. Okay.
A mosque is being built in Ammon.
Oh, wow.
Local Muslims preparing for the annual Ramadan fast. With the construction of a new mosque.
Oh, very fun.
And the first one. Yeah. In the Idaho Falls area.
Yeah, I can't think of any anywhere.
They invite you to join their Ramadan festivities, emphasizing inclusivity and cultural understanding.
I mean, are they going to have food?
Okay, this is where, do you remember last episode we were talking about Idaho Fallsians aren't racist, they're just ignorant? I don't know. Isn't Ramadan fasting?
Yeah, but if they start the festivities after sunset, then they can eat.
Oh, I don't know the rules.
Yeah, I don't know either.
So I'm afraid to say anything. We'll look into them and get back to you.
Yeah, I'm down. I think it sounds fun.
But especially if there's going to be food. Don't mention any food. But that's a great question. I mean, if you have an event in East Idaho. No.
Whoops.
Let's go back to the train tracks for a minute. There was a question, what's the castle-looking thing on Yellowstone by the D Street underpass?
Okay, so here's something funny. When I was a kid, I was told that it was an art project done by the students at Idaho Falls High School.
Okay.
Like way back in the day.
Okay, and that's what I want to get to. After we tell you the real answer, I want to get to the comment section.
Okay, I love that.
Because there are other equally or perhaps even more brilliant explanations offered by shithead parents. Who obviously just wanted to shut their kids up.
Yeah, I could see that.
And I say shithead parents because I mean it. I really do. Parents who think they're being funny for the benefit of another adult in the car say things that have a lasting impression on these poor children.
Yes.
I knew a grown woman who once at a barbecue, I was, I don't know, scraping the grill with my thumbnail or something. Mm-hmm. And she said, oh, don't touch that black stuff. The black stuff on the grill,
the char?
Which is basically, the char.
Yeah.
I said, oh, why? She said, it'll give you cancer. And I said, it will? Who told you that? Mm-hmm. Oh, my mom told me when I was six.
And yet it's somehow safe to cook your food on it?
Right.
Like the thing that you're going to eat?
So this person, bless her heart, praise the Lord, amen. Is that what they say in the set?
Yeah, I think so.
But she had heard a piece of information from the age of six, mm-hmm. and then took it all the way into her adult life and didn't stop to verify it once.
I guess I'm just trying to figure out why her mom would even say that.
Because she didn't want her kids' hands getting dirty.
Well, but then there are so many other better
because
ways
she
of doing
didn't,
it.
Because the parents, they want to put forth minimum effort. So they say the maximum thing to scare their kids.
So to answer the question, though, it's a pump house.
For real, it's a pump house.
Yeah.
To specifically pump the water out from the D Street underpass that goes under the train tracks.
Okay, that makes more sense, though.
When we get the flooding.
Yeah, I knew it was a pump house. I didn't know where it was pumping to or from.
And here's an old postcard with it. You can see, I think, the train depot mm-hmm. in the background. So here's what some of the comments were. These were adults mm-hmm. saying what their parents told them when they were kids about this pump house. It was a witch's castle. If the kids didn't duck down in the car, the witch would get them.
Parents are so mean.
Parents, I'm telling you. A dragon lives there and protects its riches. Okay, it's the top of an old castle that's been buried with the sands of time. It's the Tooth Fairy's house. It's where they put kids who don't listen. It's the entrance to secret catacombs underneath Idaho Falls. It's the troll's house. Mm-hmm. And if you kids don't behave,
you know,
that's where you're going to end up.
I could see people genuinely believing the catacombs thing, though, because there are actually catacombs under Idaho Falls.
Right.
You know?
But parents, okay, here's another reason I think parents say these things to kids is just to shut them up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Stop asking questions. You're asking too many questions when the opposite really should be, oh, this is awesome.
Yeah.
My kid is going to know everything by the time they're 17.
Right.
Instead of just thinking they know everything.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I guess I never understood why they'd come up with like a shittier answer.
Because they want to shut them up.
Well, but it's just as easy to shut them up by saying, you know, I honestly don't know. We should find out sometime.
Last one, a filming location for trucks about to get stuck under the bridge.
Oh, that's a good one.
Booyah!
Yeah. Now, okay, one thing I wonder, though, is do you ever have to get inside the pump house? And if so, how the hell do you get into it? Because it doesn't look like there's any kind of entrance.
Yeah, and I don't even think that
that it's still
I think it's like
working?
The old pump house, and now it's just considered part of Idaho Falls charm, maybe?
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, I know it's a Pokemon Go stop.
Yeah. Time for a new segment.
Ooh, I love a segment.
Idaho caught on camera.
Oh, okay.
Last week was crazy for this.
Oh, did we get a Karen?
Here's a few.
Ooh.
Now, this lady I don't believe was a Karen. We'll find out. A lot of people defending her. Dr. Teresa Borenpohl was at a town hall meeting in Kootenai County.
Okay, yeah.
February 22nd, she was forcibly removed from a legislative town hall hosted by the Kootenai County Republican Central Committee. Obviously, they look like they handled it poorly. When you got to drag a woman kicking and screaming out of a town hall meeting, they said it was a private meeting, but they some people say they advertised it as a public meeting. Public was invited to show up, in other words.
I mean, that seems simple enough. You go back and check the marketing.
Well, I wonder if there's a case coming because she's pursuing legal options.
Mm-hmm.
They're having an internal investigation. She says her First Amendment rights were violated. They say she was being disruptive and asked to leave multiple times.
Sure. I mean, but did she continue to be disruptive?
That's
kind of the first thing.
In any time I see a video like this, I think I want to see the 10 minutes beforehand.
Yes. I want to know exactly what went on there. And especially with things like this, I feel like they should just be filmed anyway.
Yeah.
You know?
Right?
Now that we have
Web stream?
Yeah, well, and now that we have so much, you know, data storage and it's so easy to do it, why are we not?
How many trillions
of
hours of video are uploaded to YouTube every month, right?
Right, right.
Next one, number two. There's three of these, which is why we have a brand new feature, Idaho Caught on Camera. A CEO of Engineered Structures, Inc., or ESI, was at a private company event.
Uh-oh, did he do something dumb?
It looks, check it out, it looks like he was copying Elon Musk. Really, guys, I mean it, it's from the heart. Oh, geez, I almost
well, but at least you
did
kept
it
your hand
to describe...
Yeah.
Right.
You know, that's the thing. If you're saying it comes from the heart, it doesn't make sense for your palm to end up down because it feels like you're giving with your palm up if you're saying it comes from the heart.
It comes from the heart. You guys, I'm pouring my heart
also,
out to you.
If the people are lower than you because you're on a stage, wouldn't your hand go downward instead of upward?
Anyway.
That seems weird to me.
You know that hand motion that Elon Musk did twice?
Yeah,
that, people
that they said was
interpreted,
a Roman salute?
Okay. And some people interpret it as a Nazi salute. And we did not see that coming. But this guy totally copied it. The video was sent to KTVB7. Thomas Hill, the CEO of ESI, apologized, claiming it was a joke. That wasn't enough. So he's resigned. What takeaways can we learn from this?
I hate when people do something shitty and then say, oh, I was just kidding. It was just a joke.
Well, and I think I saw somewhere that he was sort of cautioned against doing that at the event. He's like, nah, I'm going to do it anyway.
What an idiot.
And he did it twice.
Not only that, but a Nazi salute is probably the least patriotic thing that you can possibly do.
Okay, moving on. Here's a question. Who's this lady? This is Ring doorbell footage. This question was asked a couple of times last week. People have seen her do something similar. Come up to the house, take a picture of the home, and then go back to her car and leave.
To multiple houses?
Not in the same neighborhood necessarily, but multiple houses.
That's even weirder.
From Blackfoot to Rigby since 2021. It's been the same lady. And this is one of those 400 comments in the comment section thing I wish had been summarized.
Right, right.
Because I had to do some digging to get those stats for you. But who is this lady? What is she doing? Some people saying that maybe it's a lender thing.
Okay.
Sometimes lenders have to verify that a home is occupied.
Sure.
Somebody posited, and I thought this was pretty good, because she extends her arm out and then takes a picture. And somebody said, is she like doing a door knocking thing where she has to have a quota? But she didn't actually knock on the door, which is why the Ring doorbell owner was concernicus.
Yeah, because that's weird.
Saying this makes no sense. And she was multitasking, and either she was saying, it's hard to tell because the Ring doorbell speaker microphone isn't very good.
Yeah.
Either she's saying it through her mouth or somebody she's on the phone with. Because she's kind of holding it up speakerphone style.
Right, but it did look like her mouth was moving
it
in sync
did.
With the words.
Somebody so saying something about, yeah, that bitch is nasty or something like that.
It sounded like that bitch's house smells so nasty.
Or something.
I think.
Other people thought the word was bacon.
I can see it, but I think bacon and bitches sounds kind of the same if it's muffled. Ooh, that's a fun new game. Am I saying bacon or am I saying bitches?
Bacon or bitches. I don't know, but we could be bacon bitches.
I love that.
Could that be our new slogan?
Yeah, the bacon bitches.
Okay. Well, that's a mystery. We solved the loud booms. We think.
Right. You know, it
can we solve this?
It kind of reminds me of a friend of mine. They live in an apartment complex, and every time I go to visit them, there's this like random car sitting just across from the little entry to their like parking area, and it's there pretty often, usually with like one of two different people in it.
I remember, you telling me about
this. Yeah, and I want to know what.
Who are they? What the hell are they doing?
I want so badly to go up to them and just ask, but I know that there's no way to do that without sounding like a Karen. Like, I don't want you to change your behavior. I don't think what you're doing is weird or suspicious. I'm just genuinely kind of curious and want to know. But if I go up and I'm like, hey, what are you doing? They're going to be like, what's it to you, Karen? And that sucks.
You know, I saw kind of an example of that again on Facebook this past week. Somebody simply asked, hey, who owns East Idaho News? And it looked like he had a, total fake account, AI generated profile pic. It looked, I actually clicked the pic and I looked and I was like, those are dead eyes.
Ooh.
That's not a person.
Ooh, spooky. Anyway,
but he asked, who owns East Idaho News? Now, we've talked about our love for Frank and and Frank's for the fireworks and Christmas and Melaleuca Field and all that. Mm-hmm. And we've, I think we've given that particular news website a, I was going to say an undue amount, but no, I think a due amount of good-natured ribbing.
A scotium of shit.
Yeah, but that's not the point. The point is, he asked the question, which seemed reasonable. The 17 screenshots under the post seemed a little excessive, like he was establishing a case. But it looked like the nature of the thing, the post, was just the question.
Right.
And people just jumped on board going, why are you asking? Why do you need to know?
Right. What,
like, sometimes...
Sometimes you're just curious.
Yeah, I think this guy was just... And by the way, East Idaho News did answer his question of who owns East Idaho News, Nate Eaton, and a trust. They didn't... Yeah, they didn't...
When something's owned by a trust, it feels to me like they're trying to hide who actually owns it.
That's what I... I saw that somewhere in the comments.
Yeah.
But that's their answer.
Okay.
I can respect that. Like...
Sure.
Although I don't know... Like, everybody knows Rupert Murdoch owns Fox News.
Yeah.
Jeff Bezos owns the Washington Post.
Yeah.
Ted Turner owns CNN. Like... Billionaires own news places. Yeah. What's the BFD, man? That's what my...
Kinda.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Weird. But, okay. Hmm. Moving on. Let's talk about LDS church parking lots, can we?
Oh, I've heard lots of stories about things that happen in LDS church parking lots.
Couple of stories this past week. One from a gal saying, I'm a 19-year-old goose.
That's a damn old goose.
I'm a 19-year-old girl who works a 13 to 16-hour overnight shift in a very demanding job. Due to this, sometimes she stops at this LDS parking lot and sleeps.
Dude, that job is going to age her like 10 years in five.
I say do it while Jeez you're young. Louise. I worked 13, 16-hour days for fun. Still,
that's a lot.
When I was that age.
So she stopped in the parking lot to sleep before going home?
Yeah.
I feel like, I mean, how far away could your house be? At that point, maybe relocate, hon.
Well, let's read her post. Where's her place?
I mean, I wonder if maybe she just doesn't have a house.
She lives an hour away.
Oh my gosh. Why are you commuting that far for a job that demanding?
It's hard out there.
Well, and also probably because you don't have time to find somewhere else because you're always working.
Right.
Jeez Louise.
Anyway, the church posted this. We'll put it up. To the owner of this Pontiac Vibe, no parking. It's against the policy of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints to have vehicles parked in the parking lot for purposes other than blah, blah, blah. You've been notified. If we see you again, you'll be towed. At your expense. Okay. Regards, the 21st Ward Bishopric, 1155 First Street.
I mean, I get that there's probably a liability reason that they have to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no way to do that without looking like such a dick.
Right? Aren't churches supposed to be a refuge, a safe, right, welcoming place?
Yeah. Well, and especially if the difference is her getting into a car accident and dying because she's exhausted.
Right. That's not on you.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, doesn't Walmart have overnight parking? I don't know.
Sure. But even with that, like, what if that's the closest thing to her workplace where she can nap? You know, honestly, though, at this point, I think she should be napping in her workplace's parking lot to prove a fucking point.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
Like, if you're going to work me this long for this, like, this long and this hard, sorry, I'm going to have to sleep here because otherwise I will get into an accident and die, and then you won't have anyone to fill the shift. You're welcome.
And I get it. We don't want church parking lots turning into tent cities.
No, sure, but I don't know. It feels like that could have been handled more delicately.
Right.
Like, instead of saying, hey, if you park here, you're going to get towed, ask the question, hey, why are you parking here? Is there something we can do to help?
But then are you still a Karen?
I think Karen always... The thing is...
Well, this seems to be sort of a theme.
Karen is all about intentionality, because I would say the more Karen move is saying, if you park here, you're going to get towed.
Yeah.
When she's not hurting anything or doing anything, you know? Versus, hey, I see that you've been parking here. Wanted to check in, see if you're okay, see if there's anything we can do to help.
You're right. There was a real opportunity for compassion there, and it wasn't taken.
Yeah.
That's a really good point. Also, LDS church parking lots, other than church attendance.
Mm-hmm.
So they're good for church attendance,
right,
and attendees. They're good for sleeping in between your 16-hour shift mm-hmm. and your hour drive home. They're also good, in Rigby anyway, for having sex with underage people.
According to one person.
20-year-old.
We certainly don't think that they're good for that.
Adult female arrested, allegedly, for having sex with a 15-year-old.
Which I just don't get. That's weird.
In a church parking lot.
That's weird.
Have you no shame, God bless, hallelujah, praise the Lord.
Well, and also, okay, first off, I don't know if you've seen a 15-year-old lately. They look like babies. They look like fetuses. They are children.
Anybody under 30 looks like a kid to me.
I kind of get it. And I've seen like 15-year-olds at the mall before and just been like, oh my gosh, you look like children. Every time. I can't imagine.
Like trying to bees.
Yeah. I can't imagine
trying being, wannabe adults.
I can't imagine being 20 years old and choosing to pursue a 15-year-old. Not only because they're kids and you can tell in both their behavior and also physical appearance. And also that's just gross and sick. But also, I would think that as a 20-year-old girl, you'd want to be wined and dined a little bit. And there's no way that a 15-year-old can do that.
Right.
He can't even drive you to the date.
What's wrong with her standards if she's doing that?
Yeah, it makes you wonder.
In a church parking lot?
I mean, I've heard of a lot of people using it for similar reasons. Not necessarily with underage people.
Right.
But, you know, I think that's, I mean, there are songs about it.
Maybe that's what is happening in the car that your friend sees all the time.
Well, no, because there's always
someone. Is it rocking?
Well, no, there's always someone sitting in the front seat appearing to be looking at their phone.
Oh.
My theory so far is that it's like a couple who both don't really like each other. So when they get home from work or they go out somewhere, they just sit in the car to scroll on their phone so they can avoid their family.
Sounds like shitty home life. Yeah.
Yeah. That's yeah.
What it sounds like to me.
But anyway, you know.
Or maybe split shift workers.
Something like that. I don't know.
Yeah.
Just seems weird to me. But I just feel so bad for this poor gal because there's no reason that she should have to commute an hour to this job that's going to, you know, work her to the bone like that. Jeez Louise.
And by now, certainly you know, when you hear this jingle jing, it can only mean one thing.
It's treat time. Such a neat time. Better than smelling feet time.
With Easter right around the corner, we're trying Peeps in a variety of limited edition flavors.
It's treat time.
Look at all those. I don't even know where to begin. Where do we want to start?
Okay, I'm going to tell you all of the flavors first.
Okay.
And then I'm going to tell you what order I think we should do them in. Okay? First off, we've got Rice Krispie flavored Peeps, which doesn't make a lot of sense to me.
Peeps are marshmallows.
Yeah.
Rice Krispie treats are marshmallow.
That just seems like it seems very redundant.
Say Peeps flavored Peeps.
That's like saying a Twix flavored Twix.
Yeah. Okay.
A little weird. Okay. Then we've also got sour watermelon.
Holy, where'd you find these?
Dr. Pepper.
Good golly.
And tropical punch. And this one's the bunny kind instead of the chick kind. I found all of these at the Dollar Tree because I frequent that place a lot.
You get out right now.
I know, it's good stuff. Okay. Okay, now I'm going to say I think that we should start with the more mellow flavors first and work our way up.
Kind of
the opposite of the grapefruit effect.
You always have a great plan. Let's do it.
Thank you. Okay, mm-hmm. So I frankly think we should start with the Rice Krispie flavored Peeps.
Yeah. Have you ever had a progression of something, like a wine progression?
Oh, yeah, like a flight?
Yes, a whiskey progression.
Like that really delicious Eggs Benedict flight I had in Wyoming. Oh,
at Jam on Main in Bozeman, Montana. Cannot recommend it enough.
That was the best.
Go across the street and spend $1,000 on a crystal Tibetan singing bowl.
Right. Yeah. Do you want your own peep or do you want to share a peep?
I want my own.
Okay, I love it.
Is that all right?
Yeah, of course, of course. Okay. I just, you know, I recognize that there's a lot of sugar in these and all that.
Yeah.
Oh, here's a little thing with marshmallows. So obviously when they were first made, they were actually a medicine. I don't know if you know that.
Mm-mm.
Oh, yeah. Like marshmallows were originally made as a type of cough medicine, basically.
Oh.
But then over the years, people liked the flavor enough that they made what we know today as marshmallows, and they don't have that actual marshmallow root extract in them has the medicinal effect. Now they're just for fun and sweetness. But I would really love to try actual medicinal marshmallows one of these days.
Let's do it.
So either I'll have to make my own.
Get weird and play Mario Kart.
Yeah, right? That'd be fun.
Yeah.
But yeah, either we'll have to make our own or we'll have to find someone who can make us some medicinal marshmallows. Anyway, let's eat.
This smells like a Rice Krispie treat. What I'd like to do is melt these into some Rice Krispie treats.
Oh, that's a good idea.
All right, let's get that. If you can have Taco Bell Doritos Locos Tacos, and then you can have Doritos Taco Bell Doritos Locos Tacos flavored Doritos. You can make Rice Krispie treats.
Yeah.
With Rice Krispie peeps.
Yes, I think so. Now, I mean, they smell like Rice Krispie treats in the sense that Rice Krispie treats smell like marshmallows. I don't taste anything distinctive. Maybe it's a little bit more vanilla. It's a nice vanilla
taste, yeah.
Yeah, it's like a little bit more vanilla-y flavored. Maybe it's got a little bit more of like a bread undertone.
All right, great start.
I did still finish it, so clearly it's good.
Okay.
Also, I love that they tell you the quantity by saying 5 chicks. Oh.
5 chicks sounds like the fried chicken sandwich shop answer to 5 guys.
Oh my gosh, that's actually such a good business idea. Yeah. Oh, I love that.
Copyright 2025, Mike and Carly.
Yeah.
Enterprises Incorporated, LLC.
All right, next we're going to do the Dr. Pepper one. Yeah, trust. Not owned by us, clearly by someone else, even with our names on it.
Let's call it Aid Eden. So you believe that the next natural progression from the Rice Krispie treat?
Yeah, because I think that these ones are going to be sweeter and less tangy than the Tropical Punch. And I think that this will be sweeter and less tangy than the Sour Watermelon. So I'm basically working up to tang.
Absolutely agreed.
All right.
In fact, would Dr. Pepper and Rice Krispie treats be a great combination?
I think so. Delicious, honestly. Have you ever seen when people will caramelize soda for things?
Yes.
Yeah. Like what you should do is when you're making your when you're melting down your marshmallows, first you should caramelize some Dr. Pepper and then infuse the marshmallows with that and then put your Rice Krispies in it and make Dr. Pepper Rice Krispie treats.
This smells just like the Rice Krispie Treats one, so I don't know what I'm smelling.
Okay. This tastes just like the Dr. Flavor chapstick that I had when I was a kid. Did I say Dr. Flavor?
You did.
I meant to say Dr. Pepper flavored.
Tastes like a stethoscope.
Sorry, that's kind of funny. But yeah.
Is it just the coating? Because I get that.
Yeah, I think it is. Yeah, I feel like you could just suck off the coating and get all the flavor. And then you'd be left with a delicious, delightful marshmallow.
Yeah.
And a naked little peep.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Suck that peep.
I'm sure that looks weird, but it does. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, it seems fun. But yeah, so I will say these don't taste like Dr. Pepper exactly, but they taste like Dr. Pepper flavored things. Wow, I am struggling tonight. I think I had too much caffeine.
Oh my God.
Dr. Fluffer. Okay. That's what this is, because he's a fluffy little marshmallow.
Okay.
I mean, those are delicious, though. Those are pretty dang good.
If we had producers, I would ask them to get us some wet paper towels right now.
Right? That'd be nice, huh?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I will say of the two, I like the Dr. Pepper better. They're just delightful. Coming up next, Tropical Punch. And these ones are cute. They're a lovely shade of orange.
Nice. That's another wild berry sort of flavor. Mm-hmm. Tropical Punch.
Right.
What does that mean, really? Pineapple?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, now that I know you can just suck these and suck the flavor off.
But do you get the full experience if you don't get some marshmallow in there?
Mm, these are fresh AF.
Mm-hmm. I know. They're so soft. Mm. Mm. That's good.
This is my least favorite so far.
Oh, really?
Mm. Maybe I don't like Tropical Punch.
You know, it does kind of have a medicine-y aftertaste, but I think it tastes just like high C.
Meh. Not crazy about it.
Okay, fair enough.
That was more of a disgusted noise and look than I meant to give.
Right.
But
I felt like it was meant to be dismissive.
Yes, I'm dismissing this.
Yeah.
Tropical Punch, bunny-shaped peep.
Right. So far, I've liked the Dr. Pepper the best.
Be gone with ye. I don't require you in my presence anymore. I have so many other peeps.
Ooh, I could smell those as soon as I open the package, and they smell really good.
You were hit. These are the sour watermelon.
Look at that. Little pink inside. Okay.
Green on the outside.
That's fun.
Pink on the inside, just like a watermelon.
You know, I'm kind of shocked that these weren't like wicked
themed,
because they got like everything
wicked
else.
Wicked watermelon.
Yeah, right? Actually, good point.
And are these supposed to be sour?
Yeah, these are the sour watermelon ones.
Okay.
Ooh, they smell so good. And I
Peep
love the
this.
Little pink. I think that's so cute.
Yeah.
Mmm. Oh, also, here's something funny. So I went to Keiko Joe's not too long ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I was hanging out with my two little boys that I help out with. And one of them was referring to one of the prizes that was pink and green colored. And he says, I want the watermelon colored one. And I was like, I love the way your mind works, little man, because you're right. That is exactly watermelon colored.
This is all that is.
This is really good.
Righteous and holy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
In a sugary snack.
Amen.
Representing the rebirth of our Lord and Savior. Praise God.
I don't know if we will be welcomed at the mosque opening if we keep talking like this. Just kidding. That's a joke. We will.
Oh, man. Those are,
these are
good. Think of like the best water sour, maybe. It's only slightly sour.
Yeah, it's really not too sour at all.
It's like a watermelon, bubblegummy, yum, yum.
Yeah, that's delicious.
They nail that childhood sugary flavor.
This one might be my favorite.
Wow.
That one was really good. And I love the color. I just think it's so cute. That's delightful.
Like there must be crack in that. Either that or the sugar accumulation for this episode has hit critical mass.
Right. Stick your tongue out for me. It's green.
Okay.
Huh?
Yes. Is that you, Elphaba?
Good one. Oh, and my fingertips too.
I almost called you Galinda. I know. Does it gross anybody else out that I'm licking my fingers?
I don't love licking my fingers.
I wouldn't do this like if you and I were eating.
Right. No.
Person watching. But since it's just us in this room.
Yeah, it's not so bad.
Yeah.
Well, and I know we're not going to touch anything really.
Yeah.
Between now and when we wash our hands. So that's always fine to me.
So my favorite was the sour watermelon.
Yeah, those were fantastic.
Is that, are we unanimous in this?
I think we are. I think we are. My second favorite, though, was definitely the Dr. Pepper one. And it's only a little below the sour watermelon because the sour watermelon was just delicious. And so fun and colorful. Made me feel like a kid again.
What's coming up?
Well, we've got four different things coming up this weekend. It's going to be eventful, one could say.
It's certainly not the bleak midwinter anymore.
Right. So as we've mentioned before, ACT is presenting The Wind in the Willows. That is starting this Thursday, March, and it's going on through the 11th. So 6th through the 11th at the Thunder Ridge Performing Arts Center. There's also the Furball 2025 Rock Out With Your Paws Out. That's this Saturday going on at the Snake River Event Center. I always love this one. I think it's super fun, and I've already gotten some of my accessories together for it.
So have I.
Mm-hmm.
I want to look like a rock dog.
Yeah.
Or something.
Yeah.
Maybe just plain rock, no dog. If I can't find a tail, I don't know. We'll see. That's a big fundraiser for the Snake River Animal Shelter.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Lane and Whitney Virgin from Virgin Riverland and Cattle Company for inviting us as your guests.
It's going to be so fun. And I love hanging out with those two. They're just the nicest.
Oh, and this is a good time, I think, to talk about what the Idaho Humane Society posted last week.
Oh.
If you have microchipped your pet thinking that's going to last forever and you used a company called Save This Life, nope.
Bummer.
They went under, they folded. And you've got to get your pet microchipped again, just again, if you used a company called Save This Life.
Mm-hmm.
Other vet recommendations are there's a free pet registry service at freepetregistry.com.
Oh, that's good to know.
PetLink at 1-877-PetLink and Home Again at homeagain.com is a great place to do that.
I guess I sort of thought that they could like override override the information on the microchip.
But when the company, maybe they can.
Yeah, like can they just reassign your microchip to a different company?
I don't know how that works. I thought you implanted the information on the chip first and then went book.
Well, because I know that you can change your, they probably have some kind of database. Yeah, like they probably have a barcode on the thing that they implant in your pup and then.
But I don't think Save This Life gave their database to anybody before.
Also, why didn't they?
Right, exactly.
That just seems dumb. Like, just send it to the next biggest one. Moving on to the other stuff coming up this weekend. Also on Saturday, we've got Rodney Norman at the Waterfront going on from 7 to 9. And then on Sunday is the Mystic Misfits Spring Equinox Market. They're also the ones who did the Curiosities Market that I went to a little while back.
Yeah.
Which was super fun and very well done with a ton of folks there, by the way, including our friend Maddie Danger and her crew.
And this is happening at the Holiday Inn and Suites, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And it's a Spring Equinox fair, even though the Spring Equinox isn't until March 20th?
20th. Uh-huh.
20th.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, but they're doing it a little early on the 9th. Mm-hmm. You know, not too bad.
We're okay with that.
Maybe it's so that you can get your supplies for the Equinox.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah, all your little witchy, you know, bits and bobs.
All your pagan shit.
Yeah. This is also the same place that has Burger Theory in it, just to help give you a grounding point.
At Jackson Hole Junction.
Yes.
Corner of I-15 and Sunnyside.
Yeah, it was super cute. I had a good time. I got a really cute little Mothman. I love him.
Yeah, I love it.
Then next weekend, and I want to tee people up for this because there's a little bit of planning that goes into it. We've got St. Patty's on Park. That's Saturday, March 15th. Basically, it's a free downtown block party to celebrate St. Patty's Day. Always super fun. They will have live music, local craft brews, food vendors, and vendors. Whoops. That was a little Freudian slip, wasn't it?
I'll go on a food bender.
Food vendors and family fun in a festive green atmosphere.
Wear green.
Yeah.
Don't bring your green, though, because Idaho just passed the minimum $300 fine.
Well, what?
If you've got marijuana on your person.
Yeah, that kind of green. I thought you meant money.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, this seems like a good place to
bring
have
a lot
money.
Of that green. And I think, so there's St. Patty's on Park where they block off park between Broadway and A.
Yes.
But they also go, like, they're going to go to Sully's Gastro Pub, the Pipes, when I say they, the big festival parade thing, the Idaho Falls Fire Department Pipes and Drums will stop at Sully's Gastro Pub, Frosty Gator, and I think a couple other places as well.
Right. And then also, we've got a walk in the cold coming up. So make sure that you get registered for that. It's such a great cause.
Yeah, and look at our buddy, Pastor Todd Wood from Providence Downtown and the Idaho Falls Rescue Mission. He's already out in the cold promoting this thing.
Mm-hmm. When it's even colder than it will be, by the way.
So that's next weekend. Register now. Link in post. Well, that's our show. Stay fresh, cheese bags.
Toodaloo, my dudes.
Can you do in a church parking lot? What's there to do in a church parking lot? You can do what you want, just don't get caught and don't break the law in a church parking lot. Papa Red Bull is IFAF, episode 82 in true high def. Righteous Gemstones is playing on Mac, so praise the Lord, F-bombs and duck quacks. Daydreams, quilt and soap, Carly's new dress, caught on cam, damn fam, what a mess. IF podcast, our name the game and claim the fame. Yoinkin' and yeetin', y'all, it's all the same. What can you do in a church parking lot? What's there to do in a church parking lot? A whole lot of what not, there is not, not a lot to plot in a church parking lot. Islamic mosque for Ramadan, going on, eat and drink halal from dusk till dawn. Walk in the cold, Mystic Misfits, fur balls on IFAF, Idaho Falls. What can you do in a church parking lot? What's there to do in a church parking lot? A whole lot of nada is what you got, not a lot to plot in a church parking lot. Praise the Lord.